Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dudes.
Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes!
Dude.
A war, dude!
Dude. I'm new, dude.
Dude.
It is 100 yards with Adam Cole and me, Matt Murphy. Hi, what's up, dude?
How's it going?
Dude! What a weekend we've had.
Well, it wasn't nearly as eventful as last weekend with everything that we had to talk about on the last week's episode, but
I mean, we got some good games though. For instance, okay, so we played the Eagles the week before you guys, all right? So the Eagles gave us a scare. We was up big time on them, right? And then they came roaring back because the final score was like 38 to 29. We were up 31 to 14 on those dudes, man. And they came all the way back and made it 31-29, and we finally scored at the end. I was like, yeah, I want to see how well the Ravens is going to handle these guys. So I'm watching the game, and y'all were like beating up breaks off of them. They had like,
oh, yeah.
Remember we was talking about how many yards they had? -5 yards
in the
first quarter?
-5 yards in the first quarter.
And here they come again. They came really close to, like, tying the game.
Yeah. At one point, I did get a little scared.
I'm like, wow, Adam must be shaking. I just stopped texting you. I'm like, I'm not going to text him anymore. But look, the Eagles, I think we're going to get to that a little later on, but they played you guys pretty tight. But y'all sacked their quarterback like, what, 7 times?
At least.
Wow. And that guy Humphreys is coming on. We were talking about Humphreys on how he is like Peanut Tillman from the Chicago
Bears.
Yeah,
he's fruit punch now.
He will punch that ball out. Ask Juju Smith-Schuster. That's
literally where, like we were talking about, where his arm and his hand immediately go. If you watch replays of him on the field, like that is why he got the extension that he got. I mean, again, I've never really, I get the big contracts, but sometimes the numbers are a bit excessive to me. I mean, $98 million?
That's ridiculous.
Like that's a bit much.
Yeah.
But
wait, who got $98 million?
Marlon Humphrey on like a 5-year extension.
Wow, I almost said a curse word. Wow.
Yeah. He's like the second or third highest paid cornerback right now.
What the hell did Patrick Mahomes get? Was it what?
He got like a half a billion dollars.
Was it like 500?
It was like 544 or something like that.
Wow, it's getting astronomical. It's ridiculous.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like some of these numbers I just can't agree with. But at the same time, like the reason he got the extension, don't worry about the price tag on it, but just the extension was because of that punch.
Yeah.
Because every time that he gets near you, like you were saying, don't worry about him taking you down.
Yeah.
Hold on to that damn ball.
Because he's trying to punch that joint out. Yeah.
Yes.
He's trying
and he knows exactly where it is, and he knows how to get it out.
You guys are on the rest this weekend. So,
yeah.
So I was texting Adam last week because I'm a Steelers fan, and he's a Ravens fan. And I'm like, and our teams have played some of the same teams. So I'm sending him stats. I'm like, yeah, man. So who do we play? We play the Texans, and y'all play the Texans.
Yep.
And I'm like, y'all beat the Texans.
The only team that we played that you guys didn't was the Chiefs.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, you guys played the Browns. Y'all beat them 38-6. And I'm like, we played the Browns and we beat them 38-7. And then I know you picked up one. I was dropping stats on him, and I'm like, I know Adam knows how many yards that the Ravens got against them. And then Adam didn't even respond. You just like, yeah, we'll see when we play in the week.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I was like, yeah, we let up like 100 some more yards, but I'm not gonna buy into that.
Adam was like, he said, well, we'll find out. And well, he's like,
yeah, I bet you $20 too, and you didn't respond to that.
Because I'm not dumb, dude. I know you guys have like 2 weeks to prepare for us, and I'm like, oh, great, awesome. And then we got to play that grown ass man in Tennessee, so we're gonna be all beat up.
Yeah, that's just. He's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want to make any excuses, but whoo. But okay, we talked about Philly. How about Cleveland? The media was building this game up so huge. The Browns are ready. They're big time. They're going to take on the Steelers.
I think they were building it up more so. I mean, yes, that people were wondering if the Browns were real. But don't forget Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Last year. That was this game. So, like, that is why.
Yeah, and then it was like. They led the league in rushing. They've been averaging 38 points a game, 37.5 points a game. Oh, see, we're going to see if the Steelers are for real because they really haven't played any teams with a winning record. And then, yeah, we put them in their place. Just saying.
It's still Cleveland.
Yeah, they're not on the Ravens and the Steelers level yet. Just saying.
No, they got shown that they still have a bit of work to do before they get to the next level of the AFC North.
Absolutely. And then there's a whole fiasco with ODB. I keep saying ODB. It's OBJ. It's OBJ. Dude's getting wasted, man. Seriously, like, he's so talented. He's super talented, and he doesn't have a quarterback to throw him the ball.
I feel a similar way about Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. I'm wondering if Joe Burrow is literally getting ruined by Cincinnati.
Yeah. Was it David Carr that happened to?
Yeah.
Yeah. His brother plays for the Ravens. I mean, the Raiders.
The Raiders.
What's his name?
Gosh. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Yeah, David Carr was ruined in Houston.
Yeah.
They ruined
him. That's what I'm saying is I'm wondering if it's a similar thing of just like you saw when we played him. He got hit so many times that he started like almost like,
seeing ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering if, you know, after this year, even if he does get a decent O-line around him, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't do something after this year, yes, he can be totally ruined. But he's getting sacked at least 5 times a game. He has to be the most sacked, most pressured quarterback in the league.
Well, their line is terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Terrible.
Poor fella, man. I just hope he didn't wise up and they wise up when we play him because you guys destroyed him. Cleveland got a hold of him pretty good. They barely beat him, though, but yeah. They almost beat the Indianapolis Colts last week.
Yeah. I mean, Joe's real.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team, aside from AJ Green and Joe.
And their defense is halfway decent, too.
Yeah.
It's halfway decent. So, I mean, they're on the field freaking every time.
They've got a few former Ravens.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, wow. Oh, what else happened? Tennessee. There was that Tennessee game.
Oh, let's go back to OBJ. We didn't finish on OBJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think he should get traded. I think. They should let that guy go play somewhere where there's a quarterback that can get him the ball because, I mean, that dude's too busy making commercials.
Where do you think? Yeah, I've said that numerous times. I'm like, he's too busy making these stupid progressive commercials and learning the playbook. But where do you think OBJ should go?
I can see him going to New England. Heaven forbid he goes to freaking Green Bay. Please don't let him go to Green Bay.
Arizona?
I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
That's some serious threats in Arizona.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that quarterback. Nah.
He's got an arm on him, man.
Yeah, he about, 5'3"?
He is small.
I'm just saying. Like,
but he's small, but he has an arm on him.
Let me do my disclaimer. There's nothing wrong with being short, but I'm just saying when it comes to in relative terms to football, the average offensive tackle is about 6'4".
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
You know, D-Hop said that Kyler Murray was the first quarterback he's ever had to yell at him for messing up on a route, and he didn't know how to react. And all of the commentators are like, if I were Kyler Murray, I don't know if I'd be yelling at D-Hop. I don't know if I'd be yelling at him. Pick your battles, man.
Wow. So he pulled a Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, how about that-ish?
against Green Bay.
Oh my! I was not expecting. I picked Tampa to win. You didn't.
Well, that was their defense, big time.
Oh my big God! Time. They just what the hell? They made him look like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And then you see the dance he did after he got that touchdown, and it wasn't even a touchdown. Yeah. He's like, he did three pumps.
Yeah. The Hingle McKringleberry.
And then he commits to get blown out.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
I was not
jinx yourself
that.
When you do a stupid little celebration like that.
Don't celebrate unless you know you're going to win. I guess he thought he was going to win, but yeah.
We've seen it too many times.
Yep.
Too many times. Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
The original.
Oh, boy. What else? There is who you guys play? Well, we're not going to go there. How about the whole situation with the NFC East? Or how would I say the NFC
the
least?
The NFC least.
Let me look at the records in the NFC East.
Probably the worst division in NFL history, man.
2-4 is the Dallas Cowboys. And they're
at the top.
They're a hot mess. You have the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'll tell you another thing. And then you have the Philadelphia Eagles are 1-4-1. The Giants are 1-5. And then the Washington football team is 1-5.
Everyone's in contention.
Yeah, but here's what I look at. I look at point differential. The point differential is -45. None of these teams have outscored their opponents. -45 for Dallas, -51 for the Giants, and -54 for the Washington football team. And coming in at -34 is the Philadelphia Eagles. So based on that, and based on the eye test, I think the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in that division.
I think so, too. I mean,
because they played our teams the last 2 weeks. They played the Ravens and the Steelers and almost beat both of our teams.
I think they'll get, like, 6 wins.
You think 6?
6.
I think if they get healthy, I'm going to give them 8. I'm going to go 8-8.
I don't think they hit 500.
You don't think they can go...
Well, they can't go 8-8.
You don't think they'll go 8-4?
Well, they got the 1.
No, that's right. That's right. They can't go 8-8. So they would have...
8-7-1.
8-7-1. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
But I don't think they're gonna.
I think they're gonna go 7-8-1.
That's not. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
man!
But I think,
and they're gonna win a division with that.
I think they're gonna go 6-9.
Wow.
6-9-1. I'm doing math wrong, but yeah.
That's crazy, and they're gonna be in the playoffs, and possibly a threat if they're all healthy.
And they get a home playoff game.
Oh, that's messed up. That is messed up. But yeah, that. And then how about that? The whole locker room situation with Dallas.
With what?
Dallas, the whole what's going on in the locker room? They're talking. Somebody's talking. Some secret mole was saying how the locker room they don't like the coach and everything. They don't respect.
Oh
the
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, anonymous.
Yeah, Mr. Anonymous.
I only caught a brief bit of that. I don't really know a whole lot about that. But I mean, what has he done?
Yeah, and you know it's bad when a team you play against has only 9 completions and blows you out. Kyler Murray had only 9 completions, and they blew him out. Was it 31-10 or something like
38
that?
38-10.
Unbelievable. It's bad. And it's not like they don't have the talent. It's just like they're just not playing. It's like they're not playing for that guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to also take into account that was Andy Dalton's first game under center for that team.
And
but,
I'm not really putting it on the offense. The offense kind of messed up a little bit. They were fumbling the ball, dropping catches. But for the most part, it's been the defense not doing anything.
Well, didn't Andy Dalton fumble it, and one of those was a fumble recovery for a touchdown?
No, I'm talking about prior to that game. They've been giving up points. They might go down in NFL history for the most points surrendered as a defense. That's...
I mean, in this division, yeah. I mean, this whole like we said, this whole division is going to go down as one of the worst, if not the worst.
After 6 games, Adam, they've given up 218 points. I remember a couple years back when you guys went to the Super Bowl, the Ravens, y'all only gave up like 195 points or something like that for the whole season. These guys have given up 218 points.
36 a game.
And if you double that, that's over 400 points, and that's only 12 games. We're not. They might end up giving up 500 points in the season.
That's absurd.
Yeah. They need help. They need some milk. How about that team that keeps winning that we don't think should be winning? The Chicago Bears. Unbelievable. What is their record? Like, they only lost one game. 5-1.
Luck. That's their record.
And
luck.
You know how I was going by the point differential? Like, for instance, okay, You guys are 5-1. The point differential is 75, a plus 75 more than your opponents. We're 5-0, and our point differential is 62. The Bears are 5-1. The point differential for them is a plus 12. So I don't think we're wrong. I mean, they're just skirting by.
They are. I mean, we went through this. I mean, they beat the Lions by 4. They beat the Giants by 4. They beat the Falcons by 4. The Colts beat them by 8. And then they beat the Bucks by 1 and the Panthers by 7.
Who do they play next? I mean,
they play the Rams.
Okay, maybe that's
Monday
the week.
Night.
Maybe that's the week they actually the real Bears show up because
no, the real week is the 8th when they play the Titans.
Oh man, that defense is legit though. Their defense is legit.
Right, but it doesn't matter how legit your defense is. It's Derrick frickin' Henry, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. 6 Mike Tomlin was like, tackling Derrick Henry is like tackling Bud Dupree. Bud Dupree is our outside linebacker. He's 6'4". He weighs 268 pounds, and he ran a 4.56 40. So I'm like, what are you talking about? So I looked up Derrick Henry. He's 6'3", 250 pounds, and ran a 4.52 40. So, yes, it's like tackling Bud Dupree.
So Gus Edwards on the Ravens is just a slower Derrick Henry. He's 6'3", like 230-something.
I didn't know Gus Edwards was that
big.
He's
a big dude.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, that's what we got to look forward to this weekend.
He's our third down back.
Gosh. So we're going to go from Derrick Henry to Gus Edwards.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
And J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
And hopefully Mark Ingram.
And then that guy that's playing quarterback that can probably run like a 4.3 40 at quarterback.
At least.
Michael Vick 3.0. How about that game, though? The game with the Titans and the Texans.
Going to overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was unexpected. I mean, let's just say Deshaun Watson is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That's really all that.
I was not expecting that. And then we lost Devin Bush going into the game against the Tennessee Titans, but they lost their left tackle. Mm-hmm. Both to ACL injuries. So they're out for the rest of the year, and that hurts. But
and A.J. Brown, dude. A.J. Brown, I think, is a rising star.
Yeah. For the Titans.
Yeah.
He played with that dude that plays for the Seattle Seahawks. What's his name? D.K. Metcalf. They were both on the same team.
D.K. Metcalf is a big dude.
Dude, that's a big dude, man. That's a big dude. Hey, speaking of big dudes, Chase Claypool. Tied NFL record for most touchdowns by a rookie in the first 5 games. 6. 6'4", 238 pounds, 40-inch vertical.
We will see how he holds up against the defense with probably tied for the most interceptions so far this season.
Yeah, we'll see. You talking about your Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know, man. Y'all only got 3 interceptions.
What are you rolling over there?
Y'all got like 3 interceptions over there. So, I don't know. I mean, by the time we play you guys are still going to have 3 interceptions. But, I mean, y'all have 22 sacks already. Was that? How many games is that?
6.
You double that. It's 44 sacks, 12 games. That's a lot. That's a lot, man. That is a lot of sacks.
55, 60 sacks in a season.
Woo! I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's staying on pace. We know that's not going to happen.
Well, I know because the Steelers have 24 sacks in 5 games. I mean, Sackberg. That would, if you double that, that's 44 sacks in 10. It is no way in hell that's going to keep. But that would be funny if the Steelers and the Ravens ended up having like 60 sacks both. And they're from the same division. It's like, wow.
I mean, they're both making the playoffs. We know that.
You know, something like that happened once. I did some research before I said that. The 85 Bears and the 85 Giants. The 85 Bears had 72 sacks in one season. And the Giants that same season had 68. That's sick. I mean, they were like, wow. I mean, 68 sacks is unheard of. 72 is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'll
Mike
ever
Ditka.
Happen. Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever happen again. I mean, it would be nice if both of our teams
legendary
did that.
Bears defense.
Yeah. The 85 Bears. The Bears. the Burrs. So how well did you do with your picks last weekend?
7-7.
Wow. So let's go over Adam's weeks here. I have them all written down here. First week, Adam was 11-5. I was 11-5. Second week, 13-3. We were talking about our picks here. I was 10-6. Then Adam was 10-6 the third week. I was 9-7. Fourth week, Adam was 9-6. Let's not even talk about what I was. I was 4-11. Oh my gosh. The fifth week, Adam was 8-7. I was 9-6. This week, 7-7. I was 8-6. So I gained two games on you. I'm still way behind. So
you still got at least 11 or 12 more to go.
Yep. You got me big time. So I got to stop picking with my heart.
You got to stop picking against the Ravens just to hope that my team loses.
That's my whole theory. Like, I'm like, eventually, if I keep picking against the Ravens,
They'll lose.
But in the meantime, up until they lose, I'm losing a game a week to Adam.
But dude, I mean, you got to think they won 12 straight last year.
You know what? I won't get any games wrong against the Ravens this week. So there's that. Because y'all are not playing. So there's that. Yeah, so what is the trade deadline?
It's supposed to be like a week and a half from now.
Oh, I think there's going to be some interesting trades, especially with my team. I don't know if we're going to get a trade for a linebacker or anything like that. So, yeah.
You saw Seattle is in position for AB?
Yeah. Okay, if you had to go with AB or OBJ, who would you go with? I would go OBJ.
I mean, yeah, definitely. They're both problems in the locker room.
Yeah, but here's the thing. OBJ has never been arrested, as far as I know, by the police. Has never had an incident.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Antonio Brown, he's had several run-ins and several lawsuits, throwing furniture out of windows.
That hit, man.
Yeah.
Vontaze Burfict.
He
hit
has
him
not been
and
the same.
Changed
yeah.
his whole life.
I try to tell my friends that, but they don't want to say, look, you go back. He didn't act up until after that hit.
Yeah. No, that hit. Yeah. Talk about CTE, man.
Yeah. He has it. I'm pretty sure he does, and it's unfortunate. But, yeah, so the trade deadline is next week, 2 weeks from now?
Week and a half.
Okay. You think there's going to be any big trades? You see any coming your way?
I don't see any that our team is conducting, but the Washington football team.
Think it's going to be a fire sale?
Yeah. I do.
Dude.
For draft picks.
Yeah. Because the starting quarterback, what's his name?
Well, think about it this way. Kyle Allen right now.
No, but the guy that
Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah. He wasn't even on the active roster last week. He was inactive.
Right.
Wow.
But someone posted, I forget what exactly the post was about, but someone commented on the, stupid social media post about how the Washington football team whole issue was their coaching. And it's not their coaching.
No.
It's Dan Snyder all the way back. If you boil everything down, it's Dan Snyder. Half the picks that they've made over the past decade, if not more, Dan Snyder. Dwayne Haskins, no one wanted him. Dan Snyder did. So
was he picked? I don't even know where he was. Was he like top five?
He was at least in the top 10.
I was trying to think if Washington had to pick before Cincinnati. Cincinnati had the number one pick though, didn't they? Yeah, there was no way they could have gotten Joe
Barrow. No, Dwayne's been in the league a couple years.
Okay, he's been there 2 years, that's right. This is his second year.
Yeah, but I think they had like the third pick, something like that, third or fourth pick that year. I could be completely wrong, but it was one of the top 10 picks. It was a top pick. I mean, played 1 year at Ohio State, Dan Snyder saw something that he liked, and then as Michael Robinson's pointed out plenty of times, you're playing in a town you grew up in. You got to stun on people, man.
Yeah.
And that I'm saying like that's his mentality.
Yeah.
And when he can't own up to that, it's a harsh reality, which is why I don't think he was actually sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It sucks that he probably grew up wanting to play for the Redskins.
I mean, he might have been
Washington football
sick,
team.
But he wasn't sick enough to keep him out 3 days.
No, no, no.
And then all of a sudden show back up and everyone's like, oh, your performance looks great. No, man, you were mad.
Yeah.
You were embarrassed.
Yes.
You didn't want to show face.
Yeah. And that, the coach, that's not his draft pick. That's not the guy
who won
at quarterback.
But that's kind of what I'm going back to. Like, all of these picks, and that's what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying that these are bad players by any means, but it doesn't fit into what Ron Rivera is trying to create.
Right, and it doesn't fit,
into the system that even Jason Wright, their president, is trying to create. Like, yeah.
So you think they're going to pull the Miami Dolphins thing that the Miami Dolphins did a couple years
ago? I think they're going to dump a lot of their older, more of their veteran players, that the more well-known names, like I think Ryan Kerrigan could possibly go. I think Fabian Monroe could possibly go. If you're Ron Rivera and someone says for Ryan Kerrigan, who's played like 12 seasons or something
he's still playing at top level too.
Right. But he's been in the league for quite a while.
Yep.
So if someone says, I'll give you 2 4th round picks for Ryan Kerrigan, the only break you're taking is to not jump at it.
Yeah.
Is to not be that guy and be like, yes, done. Take it, yep.
Seattle. They need some defensive help.
I think they'll go to Vegas.
You think they'll go to Vegas? They don't really need help defensively.
But they're buying people up.
Yeah. I could see that, but I think they might make a trade. If they're going to trade him, I think Seattle needs some help, man. I don't know. Their defense sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Thank God it does, because they're still winning. They're still killing it.
But yeah, I think this is part of Ron Rivera's plan. I mean, if you look back to the whole mixed messages that he gave with Dwayne Haskins about like it was one day it was, no, we're gonna keep him, we're gonna try to develop him, and then he screwed up, and then they were like, no, never mind, he's gone. Kyle Allen's the starter now.
Yep. And not only that, he deactivated him.
Right.
It was like he wasn't even a third string quarterback.
Right.
He did go to third string. And then if that wasn't enough, they was like, whoop.
Yeah.
You're not even active. You've been deactivated.
Yeah. But
damn.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like it's all part of a bigger plan. And, you know, yeah, it's mentality of most coaches to not say what their plan is. And people have been asking Ron, you know, what's your plan with Haskins? What's your plan with Haskins? And he's just been beating around it because he's not going to actually tell you what he's trying to do. Because if he does, someone, somewhere, some team, some coach is going to get in the way.
Don't be surprised. Cam Newton only signed a 1-year deal if he ends up in Washington.
No way.
Just saying.
No way.
Rivera gets along great with Cam Newton.
I think the Patriots are going to extend that. The second they get the chance, I think they're going to throw the big bucks at him.
I don't know. What if they can get Garofalo back? Because he's not looking too good this year.
No.
Man, it's going to be interesting to see what the trades are, though.
Jimmy Garoppolo would never
go back. Yeah.
Never.
Because he got messed over bad by the owner.
Belichick laughed in his face.
Yeah. What?
Laughed in his face.
Wow. I didn't hear about that. Did he really?
Yes. He was talking about Brady was injured, and it was not in his face, but I think it was a post-game conference.
Right.
Brady was injured, Garoppolo was playing, and Brady was supposed to come back the next week.
Right.
And someone posed the question, Jimmy's been playing great. Do you think about keeping him on? Belichick didn't even respond. He just laughed.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
All you heard was, ha!
That's painful.
Yeah. And Jimmy's right there, like literally to the left of him.
Yeah, that's pretty much laughing in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Wow.
Yes. And then what, a couple weeks later, I think it was, a couple weeks, maybe a month later, Jimmy to San Francisco.
Brady wanted his butt out of there, man.
Well, Jimmy wanted his butt out of there, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it ended up good for both of them. So, yeah, well, next week. So, wait a minute. Next time we'll
be a lot closer to the trade deadline. We could have some trades to talk about.
Yeah. Are we going to be talking about the Ravens-Steelers game next
week?
We are.
We're going to be preparing.
Oh, boy. I mean, wow. Oh, I'm a dread that week after. Oh, boy.
One way or another, one of us is going to be very upset and one of us is going to be very happy.
Let's make a wager.
That's what I was about to say. Let's make a little friendly
bet. You know what? Let's save that for next week. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.